This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Four teams remain in the NFL playoffs, and that means only four teams left for you to bet on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 years or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Redline, 1-800-889-9789.
It's time for the Drive's Top 4 at 4.
Brought to you this afternoon by Knoxville Smiles. Here once again is Jake Miller.
Thank you, Russell. Up first, former Nebraska linebacker Jackson Hanna, a Nashville native, has enrolled at Tennessee and joined the football team. Hanna, a 6'3", 220-pounder, was a three-star prospect in the 2019 class out of Montgomery Bell Academy, spent three seasons at Nebraska before entering the portal in December.
Yeah, I saw that. Now he is not a scholarship player. I believe he's coming here as a preferred walk-on. I'll double check that, but always like the Tennessee guys coming home. And hey, man, this Tennessee program needs all the help it can get at linebacker. So welcome him back. And you know, I want to say he went to Riverdale. I'll double check on that.
Montgomery
as well,
Bell.
NBA.
Yeah.
So maybe he can get you. Maybe he can help you out with some of the players that you know you're going to be recruiting from that fine program and that area in general.
Absolutely. Up next to number two. Go ahead, Bear. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, Russ, exactly right. It just to have somebody on the team when you're having the kids from, I guess, NBA on recruiting visits, it never hurts to have somebody that they know and played with. Give you the real scoop on what's going on if you're part of the team.
And number two, top 25 update for men's basketball. Tennessee moves up to number 18. And Auburn has captured its first number one ranking in the program's history.
Russ, we had some Perlinistas in the they were feeling themselves on Saturday night, buddy.
Hey, I will fully admit to when I saw those scenes Friday night of all the Auburn students camping out on what looked like a just frigid night down on the plains, getting ready for that big game against Kentucky. I will freely admit to longing for the days when Bruce Pearl brought that element of theatricality to Tennessee basketball and that excitement. And that's just it's not a feature of the Rick Barnes era. It's still excellent. I mean, we had a 21,000 person crowd over there Saturday night, and I think that you know, we're undefeated at home and all that stuff. But I mean, there's only one Bruce Pearl, and that's the way he does it. And that was our thing for a while, and it's not our thing anymore. So yeah, I'm a little bit jealous. I'm more jealous of the fact that they're number one.
And that they beat Kentucky. Have you not seen that yet today?
You guys there?
I'm here. I think we may have lost Russ.
Go ahead, Jake.
Okay. All right, moving on to number three, Gonzaga has suspended John Stockton's men's basketball season tickets because of the Hall of Famer's failure to follow the school's mask mandate. Stockton, whose number 12 jersey is retired by the school, told the newspaper that he was informed of the decision by Gonzaga Athletic Director Chris Staniford. Stockton described the conversation as congenial but not pleasant.
I don't imagine it was. I mean, it's John Stockton. But, I mean, at some point the rules are kind of what I file this under. And you know, we're living in a really weird time right now. And I mean, I just, of all the things to this is what's going to fracture your relationship with your university.
Yeah, I mean, Barrett, you said yourself, I mean, these guys know the rules that are put in place. You know, whether you agree with them or not, I mean, they're there. And
yeah,
you got to follow them.
Yeah, I mean, it's, those are the rules. I mean, it's just the way reality is. And if you don't agree with them, absolutely. You exercise your First Amendment right to complain about it. But you can't. I mean, if those are the rules that are set in place, you got to follow them or you just don't get to come to the games. But anyhow, what do we got at number four?
Well, we got the conference championship schedule for this weekend's NFL bout. Bengals and the Chiefs in the AFC Championship, 3 o'clock on CBS, and then the 49ers and the Rams at 6:30 on Fox. Bear, Kansas City enters as... go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I dislike Patrick Mahomes' fiance and brother so much that I'm finding myself hoping the Bengals beat them, and then I hope either San Francisco or the Rams just walk the dog on Cincinnati.
That's kind of where I'm at with it, because I think you saw the video from this weekend as well of his fiance just spraying the entire crowd with champagne from her luxury suite. That just didn't sit well with
me. Then the other thing is, I'd really like to see Juwan Jennings and Emmanuel Mosley get a Super Bowl appearance, and would like to see how good Burrow does with Bosa in that San Francisco front. That San Francisco defense is for real. You got a really, really good defense. I don't know if Garoppolo or whatever his name is, however you say it, is good enough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, that's just such a – did you see the statistical anomaly on him? Like in his playoff wins, he's thrown for no touchdowns.
Interesting.
Wow. No, I think their run comes to an end against the Rams this weekend. And I think the Rams and Stafford versus the Chiefs and Mahomes would be a great Super Bowl. I would imagine that Sean McVay's a smart guy. I think he learned a lesson. Don't take your foot off the gas yesterday. I think the Rams can play with the Chiefs, but the Chiefs are my big favorite at this point. And, man,
yeah, it is. Oh.
What, no offense say, to T-Fair out there, but what are the Lions fans thinking when they had that dude for, what, like 10 years?
And the heart of his career. And you had Megatron.
Is this the same year that the Braves win the World Series and Georgia
that
championship? Is this the year that Matt Stafford, is he just going to win the Super Bowl? Is that what we should expect?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering about that. I mean, Burrow may throw a monkey wrench into that. I mean, he's really good, and he's got, you know, everybody talks about Ja'Marr Chase, but T. Higgins very quietly this year was one of the best wide receivers in the league. And he did some damage against Tennessee. Kept a couple of drives going. Clutch catching.
I'm not a Burrow believer. That maybe it's just
It is, man.
Pretty good. He's pretty good, but, I mean, come on, man. He didn't do anything to win that game the other day.
No, but he made the plays when he had to make them.
What play did he make?
I don't even know what his stats in the – he's a damn quarterback. Hell, I don't know. I know he stood out there and willingly on worldwide TV,
right,
got the absolute crap kicked out of him by Jeffrey Simmons, and
you're sour graping it. You had your chance to bolster an argument, and you went with, hell, he's the quarterback. I'll tell you the stats. Zero touchdowns. That's the stat. Zero touchdowns for Joe Burrow in his big moment.
He didn't throw a damn interception, just straight to a guy.
That's it. Thank you. That's my point, is all you had to do was not turn the football over, and you win the game. Ryan Tannehill, that's all you had to do. Game manager performance would have sufficed, but he couldn't do that. It's a damn outrage and a disgrace. Thank you, Jake Miller. I'll tell you what's not a disgrace, and that's the good folks over at Knoxville Smiles. Folks, if you have not been to the dentist in a while, or if you're dissatisfied with your current dentist, or you just want a new dentist, you just want a new experience, you want the best experience, then you need to do yourself a huge favor and call Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Stephen Malone has been doing it for 25 years here in East Tennessee. He's my dentist. He does a great job with my teeth, and he'll do a great job with yours as well. Call today to set up your appointment, 865-539-1776. That's 539-1776. Or just go online to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Let's go to the busy, busy phone lines and talk to TJ, the Kentucky fan. Good afternoon, TJ. You're on the drive.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Man, I tell you what, you want a stat, I'll give you the stat that you just said. Three interceptions, not only to mention that, but you had an interception, I believe, inside the 20 or 25-yard line that a defensive lineman tipped up and got himself. Oh,
bro, it was inside the 10. It was first and goal.
Going for two in the first or second quarter, I mean, oh, just kick the extra point and you win 17-16.
I don't have a huge problem with the going for two. I get it. It's analytics and all that stuff. But the interception inside the 10, first of all, it's not a good play. Screen pass to Chester Rogers. If you go back and look, like, there was nothing there. He was going to get swarmed. Just a bad call, man. You're running the ball down their throat. It's first and goal. Line up and smash. Smash them. And if you have to kick a field goal, you have to kick a field goal. Probably would have been enough to win you the game. But I bet you, if you run it three times there, I bet you you end up getting it in. So they call the screen pass. Defensive guys right up in his face. Just eat it, Tannehill. Just eat it. Take the sack. See if you can dodge him. Fire it out the back of the end zone. Do what you got to do. You can't turn the ball over in that situation. You just can't.
I mean, even if you went for it on fourth and goal and didn't get it, you've sacked this guy 9 times. You've hit him probably another 10 to 12 times. Bury him at the 1-inch line down there, and with the stadium going crazy, and sack safety him, and then get the ball back.
And it's funny for me because I sat there the entire game and was reminded of Kentucky football under Eddie Grant as the offensive coordinator. What I mean by that is on that drive where we threw the interception, Henry had 8-yard rush, 10-yard rush, 7-yard rush, 5-yard rush, 12-yard rush, just burying them. And then you want to throw a pass with Terry Wilson, and here you go, it's going the other way. Just keep running the ball. I tell you what, being a Kentucky guy, I got to root for the Bengals, even though I don't think that's going to happen up there in Chiefs Kingdom.
The Bengals can suck it. I'm through with them. And their obnoxious-ass fans, Hootay. I'll tell you who they are. They're the damn Titans. They should be playing in the AFC Championship game. You guys suck. Your quarterback's wife is spraying your fans with champagne on a 30-degree day. They've been freezing their asses off there in the stands. She's out there spraying people with champagne while she sits up there in the warm luxury box. That's your quarterback's wife. That's a crap franchise. They're a crap team, and they're going to get the crap beat out of them by the eventual Super Bowl champion, the Kansas City Chiefs, on Sunday. And I'm here for it, TJ.
Russell. You just described Patrick Mahomes' family and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you got two.
What the hell are you
there,
doing,
Russell?
Dude? Well, Russell's all up in his feelings today,
that
TJ.
Was that was Burrow's wife, right? Spraying the champagne?
No! Patrick Mahomes.
Beyonce and his dumbass brother who danced on the Sean Taylor Memorial.
I'll tell you what. Those bunghole fans, I'll bet you Burrow's wife is a bitch. I'll bet you she's ugly. They still suck, and I don't take any of it back. How about that? Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Anything else for us, TJ? You've gotten the man fully triggered here. Your work here is done.
Y'all have a good one, man.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Heads up to the callers. Russell's on a hair trigger today. Is this what it's like doing it? Doing a show with me after we lose to any Butch-affiliated team? When have we ever lost to a Butch affiliated team? I would consider he was affiliated with Alabama. I mean, Nick Saban gave him Alabama coaching gear.
Look, man.
Alabama, he smoked a damn cigar in Neyland Stadium.
Alabama's a professional team, and if Butch Jones wants to leech off that for a couple of years, he had nothing to do with that. And I apologize to Joe Burrow's wife. I'm sure she's a lovely woman, as is Barb Jones. I'm sure the chip dip is lovely, but that doesn't change the fact that
the Bengals suck. Joe Burrow's married, dude. You've completely lost it. Joe Burrow is not married.
Dude, you are madder than ever right now.
It's hey man,
you're not making any sense right now.
I'm fine. Like if you guys, I'm sorry that my passion offends you guys. If you guys want me to dial it down and get back to a calm analysis of the story of the day, that's fine. We can do that.
No, you do you, Russ.
Yeah, I can make you mad.
This doesn't happen very often. I enjoy it.
Mind. What do you want? What do you want from me? I'm a passionate.
I've got a question for you.
What?
Now that the Titans are out, who are you pulling for? Who will make you happiest out of the – maybe make this hot question.
Oh, I told you. The Chiefs.
You're pulling for the Chiefs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Rams or the 49ers.
I'm going 49ers.
I'm going 49ers, but if it's the Rams, I'm rooting for the Rams in the Super Bowl.
I hate the 49ers. Always.
Why?
Always.
That's where the dog plays. And Emmanuel Moseley.
It goes back to Montana. And when I was a kid growing up in the late 80s, everybody loved Joe Montana and the 49ers. And it was just trendy. And I hated it. And I hate them. And they're going to get their brains beat out. Are you kidding me? These are going to be two. Here's my prediction. After four down-to-the-wire epic thrillers this past weekend, I think both championship games are blowouts. I think the Chiefs bend the bungholes over the barrel and show them the 50 states. And I think the Rams roll up the 49ers like a Philly blunt and smoke them. And there's not a damn thing the dog can do about it, even though I still love him. That's my prediction.
Well, all righty.
Like I said, I'm probably going to end up, if it's not the 49ers, and like I said, I'm definitely rooting for the NFC. I don't want either one of these AFC teams to win. Definitely don't want Burrow winning it.
I want the Chiefs to win just so as a Tides fan, we can have the minor consolation of saying, yeah, we beat the Super Bowl champions 31-3 in the regular season. Let's get Geraldo Vall in here next. What's up, Geraldo?
You know who else has a stupid brother?
Who's that?
Danny White. His brother's stupid.
Yeah, he does.
Danny White.
What?
His brother, little Mikey White. You can watch him tonight in his size medium dress shirt and his clip-on tie and his Supercuts haircut. He's going to get slapped around by Kermit Davis, and then he's going to get slapped around Wednesday night. And I'm just so glad. This is a great development for Tennessee on so many levels, Geraldo, because first of all, it's fun to see Florida suck and fun to see Florida lose. But second of all, little Mikey White, who turned Tennessee down a couple of years ago when Dave Hart's level of information and level of knowledge that nobody else has wouldn't come through for him in the clutch. He ended up hiring Donnie Tindall. Little Mikey White is going to get fired. He's not done enough to get this job, and we don't have to worry about Dr. Danny going the nepotism route and bringing his brother with him here to Knoxville, because he's going to be lucky to keep his job at Florida by the end of the year.
Well, good, because I'm sure he wants to get out of the horrible state of Florida. There's nothing worse than the entire state of Florida. In fact, there's nothing worse than a Florida fan. All of Florida is just awful. The worst thing ever. As they've hired Gold Dust to be their new football coach. I hate them. I hate them all. Goodbye. I love you all.
Gold Dust?
He does. Billy Napier looks like the wrestler Gold Dust. Dustin
looks
Rhodes.
Like Dustin Rhodes?
If you slap a coat of gold paint with those black diamonds over the eyes, he'd dead off look like Gold Dust, man. boys over at Volmex picked up on that real quick. Yeah. Got him all sized up.
All right.
I hope we kick the crap out of them Wednesday night.
We will. They suck, man. Urosh is going to own their best players out right now. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. I really don't know much. I haven't watched any of their games, anything this year. So I've reached out to Nick Della Torre. Hadn't heard back. Hopefully we're going to have him on at some point before the game on Wednesday.
Fair. You should have run that by me. That guy doesn't like me.
Oh, he doesn't?
That guy. No, we had a thing.
On air?
No, like more of a
we'll
Twitter.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah, we talk about it later. Quick timeout. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio. Your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
National RX and Farragut offers.
Fan Run Radio, Russell Beer, Jay Cruz along with you on Monday afternoon edition of the show. We've got Chad Withrow coming up a little bit later, live from Nashville, talking Titans. First, though, we go back to our busy phone lines. Jamie is up next. What's up, Jamie?
Russell, who was it you was telling Bear that doesn't like him?
I don't want to get it. This guy, Nick De La Torre from Florida, he covers Florida. I don't know that he doesn't like me, but there was a thing back in the Butch Jones 2016 season when they didn't want to play LSU and I was taunting them because they were afraid. And I think things got misconstrued. Let's not make it a big deal.
That's when Weston Franklin dropped.
Let's not make it a big deal. Let's just move along. If he wants to come on the show, that's fine. We'll roll out the red carpet for him. It'll be okay.
That was the infamous Weston Franklin song that got dropped.
Wait, what? Wes did what, Bear?
He put out one of his songs. We haven't heard from Wes in a while. I wonder what's going on with that nut.
I love Wes.
Jamie, if you come down, Russell, Jamie was on cloud 9 Saturday night.
Jamie was.
Yeah.
Well,
not really cloud 9. It's just, it just serves to, it's another kick in the groin, more like Bear. It's, you know,
yeah, but
we're over here celebrating.
Continue to take it. The rest of us have moved on. We aren't going to let somebody continue to. We aren't going to let ourselves be emotionally attached to a coach that's not here. Oh, he was getting his schoolgirl about Bruce.
Yeah, I know y'all like to accept the status quo, but some of us like the ultimate. You know, hate to watch lesser schools and lesser programs hang our banners. I don't know why you're all right with that, but consider me not. Maybe you can explain it to the rest of the Fan Run audience why that's okay.
Jamie, because we don't have to explain anything. You know the story behind Bruce Pearl.
Deflection.
Why he's not here.
Not deflection.
And why are we talking about this on a night when Tennessee finally gets over the hump against Will Wade, pantses him in front of a national TV audience, and walks out of there with arguably, probably the second biggest win of the season so far?
Because Bear brought it up.
Yeah, I'll admit I did. Sorry, Jamie. Go on. That's my bad. I did bring up some stuff. I went after you. I apologize, often, Jamie.
Since you did bring it up, though, Russ, I'll tell you this. You should have heard Bear on the voluntary reaction talking, agreeing with this one guy who called in. I think it was Ryan. And, no, it wasn't the Ryan, but it was somebody who was saying, like, you know, what's Pearl even ever done? You know, what's he ever done? You know, it didn't just take.
I didn't say that.
It was the caller. It was the caller, and then y'all went on to agree that
question, and you guys, it was kind of an offshoot of a question we asked on Drive last week, and you lack sometimes in your love for Bruce Pearl, don't hear what the question is when we're asking it, and blew it all out of proportion. That's how I remember it.
Well, Bear, I'm talking about the caller. He did say, and I quote, what has Pearl ever done? I mean, maybe I wasn't clear about what I was saying, but it was the caller on voluntary reaction.
So
two schools to number one.
So the caller actually misspoke, and he said, "What has Lane Kiffin ever done?" He meant Bruce Pearl, but technically he did say Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, and Barry, you'll admit that y'all went on to agree that, you know, maybe you would rather meet Rick Barnes's players. At least we can say, I'd rather my kids meet Rick Barnes's players or Bruce Pearl's players. Just reaching for some reason to equate, if not bring Rick Barnes above Bruce Pearl somehow. We finally had to get all the way to, I'd rather my kids meet his players than Bruce Pearl's.
Oh, man, I'll tell you straight, anybody. I think Bruce obviously has more gas left in his tank. But, I mean, Barnes had, if I'm not mistaken, Barnes had Texas at number one at some point. He's had Tennessee at number one for most of a season, or a huge chunk of the middle of it. He's got one Final Four. Bruce has got one Final Four. Do I think Bruce is going to end up hanging more banners than Rick Barnes? Probably.
So you're telling me what's sticking in your craw if go ahead, Barry.
Well, no, I mean, I'd take Bruce back in a second if it didn't mean, you know, doing something stupid. But Rick Barnes is our coach. Bruce Pearl's Auburn's coach.
Can we all agree that, you know, I hear what you're saying about it being something stupid, but can we all agree if we had a competent administration, you know, like I guess Auburn seems to have, that you can keep your nose above water and hang banners instead of getting in trouble and fired? If you know, as long as you have the right people in place, you have nothing to worry about. You know, as long as your coach don't go out and convince the rest of the players that, you know, one of the guys that got murdered was, you know, a part of a drug deal like they did down at Baylor. Short of that, you can, you know, you might be able to get away with it and hang banners. So I hear you when you say something stupid, but at the end of the day, if you got the right people in place over here, you can handle your business. And you know, and not fall completely into the ditch. But anywho,
like your problem is more that the university you root for isn't as amoral as the university Bruce Pearl ended up at. That's what your whole argument boils down to.
Is what? That I want to cheer for Auburn?
No, you wish Tennessee was a little bit more amoral, but I don't know. We beat this horse to death years and years ago.
Yeah, I would. I don't care if we do it morally or immorally. I think it's time we hung some banners over there, and I don't like hanging our hats on regular season coaches. But listen, for real, guys, I did call to talk about the NFL. Man, you can't tell me there's been a better – I agree with you 100%, Russ. Unbelievable day of football. I think all of them were walk-offs. I think all of them ended on the final play. If I'm not wrong,
yep.
two walk-off field goals, maybe three walk-off field goals, and then and then a touchdown in overtime. So, God, he let them get into field goal range in 13 seconds. You know, sometimes they do those commercials where they do the ESPN probability of making this catch, or you know, I'd like to see what the probability of getting it down in field goal range in 13 seconds is. That's amazing. But guys, you know, now that the Bills are out of it, I'm afraid what the matchup's going to be. It's going to be some ho-hum, you know, teams with not a lot of tradition. But at the end of the day, if that's the case, I would rather see a Bengals and Niners rematch. You know, if it's going to, you know, both teams coming from having to win three straight road playoff games to get to the Super Bowl. I just think, you know, other than the Rams and the Chiefs who've been there, three out of the last 4 years now it'd be. So I don't know, just for the sake of a good Super Bowl, I just think the only matchups left is the Niners and Bengals. I doubt it'll happen. But man, the Bills, man, doesn't that feel like something would happen to us as Tennessee fans? You go on up, you know, you're about to make the playoffs, and you take the lead with 13 seconds to go and find a way to lose that game. That's just crazy.
Every fan base says that. Oh, that would be the most Vols thing ever. Oh, most Titans thing ever. Most Braves thing ever. The Buffalo Bills, without a doubt, have put their fans through more misery. That's a great fan base, man. They just keep turning up and showing out and following their team. I love the small market teams in the NFL, but they have been put through the ringer. No doubt.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you're
the viral video rabbit hole last night after the game. Bills, poor Bills fans watching videos of them melting down in real time.
Yeah.
James. All right, I'll get out of the way, but I'll just say this. Russ, you were talking to, I guess you were referring to the four straight Super Bowls where they couldn't even get anything done there, and that's awful. I'd rather not make the Super Bowl than go four times and lose. Y'all hang in there.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about that. I was talking about the Music City Miracle and last year and last night and everything. But, yeah, I mean, obviously that's where it starts with those guys. Let's get Trey in here next. Trey, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Hey, fellas. Another day, another coat of glaze on Jamie's Bruce Pearl cutout.
Oh, good. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm just glad he got the gag out of his mouth, man. I met Rick Barnes on a Sunday walking up down Gay Street, and I thought he had a funny-looking dog, and turns out it was just like an older chubby dude with a daddy shirt on and on a leash. So glad he got Jamie back on the leash Saturday. That's always nice to see. But, yeah, this weekend was cathartic, man. I mean, sending Will Wade out, man. Euros, dude, starting that brawl or almost brawl at a halftime. That was totally on him. I mean, dude, I love that. I love we got some fight in us. And, you know, the 7-foot, like, Eastern European dude is actually looking scary like he's supposed to. It's kind of weird. Dude. Like, these international players, man, it seems like at least the ones we have just have a different level of toughness than the rest of our team. And, man, am I ever thankful to have them? Because I feel that's what we need. You know, Fulkerson, Triple J, all of them—they're supposed to be the leaders. But you know, they're—you know, Fulky—you know, he's tough, but it's like a different kind of toughness. Like, you know, you can punch him in the face and he'll get back up, and you can do it over and over again, but he won't punch you back. Euros will hit you when you look at him the wrong way, and man, that's what we need. So I'm just—you know—I'm happy to see that. And it left me with a good taste in my mouth. I know you guys probably already talked about it plenty today, but I haven't got a chance to chime in.
Other one that we haven't talked about yet is Vescovy. As far as he gives no quarter, I mean, he won't give up an inch. And if you come at him, he's coming right back at you.
Oh, yeah.
He had another one. I don't know if you got to see it, Russ, but he had another one of those. I guess LSU tied him up, and they ended up hitting the floor. So.
Vescovy is the leading. He leads the league in most three-pointers per game right now, and he's second in three-point shooting percentage in league play. I think he's shooting something like 42% from beyond the arc. So, I mean, he is absolutely
night after night.
All right.
Yeah, and he does it with, you know, like I said, bringing a lot of toughness to the team. So that's always always good to see out of someone like that. Did you guys see? First of all, did you guys see the video online that somebody posted and showed the UT players when we were at LSU walking into the locker room?
Yeah, I was going to comment on that later. Wait. What were you, for folks who didn't see that, somebody posted a video of from the LSU game in Baton Rouge earlier, 2 weeks ago, where Tennessee's players are walking back into the tunnel after the game. And several LSU fans are taunting them. And one in particular is just cursing them, cursing the players individually by name, way, way beyond the line of accepted normal public behavior. And I realized that's saying something coming from this show, but it was not good.
I mean, it's the kind of stuff you see anytime you see anything like that going on, like an NBA arena. I mean, people are getting escorted out.
Oh yeah.
Tickets taken away forever.
What were your thoughts on that, Trey?
Oh dude, I'm surprised Euros didn't drag that dude out of the bleachers. Just like hauling him in the locker room.
Like,
Joe, notice they all looked up, though. They all looked at him, and their expressions didn't change.
They said, they looked at him like, I'm storing that face for later. Like, I hope to God I bump into you, like, at the airport someday outside of the arena.
That dude's spleen out with a rusty blade and eat it in front of him.
Just, you imagine that idiot running across Euros in some airport somewhere in the bathroom? Euros looking up and realizing who it is?
Swirly would be the least of his problems.
But no, I mean, like, I think that video helps put this game into context. Like, and then, you know, those clowns came in, chucked our balls up into the stands before the game. That just kind of helped, you know, explain why that game was so chippy and why our players were so, aggressive. And it was, you know, I loved it, you know. Like, to copy Geraldo, man, I'd love to see this team become a borderline dangerous team to play.
I want to be a very dangerous team to play. I want to be a team nobody wants to play.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, Bear, like, for, you know, your analogy, like, I hope people are, you know, afraid Euros. He's got the shiv tucked into his sock. He's going to just jab in them when they're going for a rebound. Like,
yeah.
That's what I want us to turn into, man. And I think we're slowly getting there. But also, did you guys see Euros' tweet after the game, like the Tiger King thing he did?
Very good.
Yeah, he went check nuts.
Urosh is enjoying his status as a newfound local icon.
Absolutely, man, as he should. But, Russ, on a parting note, man, I appreciate the sacrifice of your Titans. You can't have the perfect Tennessee sports weekend. It just doesn't happen. Something had to be sacrificed on the altar, and I'm sorry that it was your Titans, buddy. But you know what? There's next year. So
it's always next year.
You guys hang in there and have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it. Let's get Westchester in here next. Westchester, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Hey, doing well. How are you, sir?
Good. I'm stuck at work, so I won't be long here. Bear and Jake, I just wanted y'all to hear it from someone on the air. Y'all did a great job with the introduction of the show today. I know that, no one else in the studio is going to tell you that, but y'all came through in the clutch, did a great job with this opening segment. So just want to say, let y'all know that. So y'all enjoy this. Have a good show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Wow. Westchester calling in just to compliment Bear and Jake, who had to intro the show without me as I was tending to an issue.
Yeah. Hey,
you don't want to thank him?
That's why we love it. You know, I don't like people being nice to me, though.
That's all I'm saying.
It's on the list. Jake, did you happen to see in the pregame flap, I'm sure you've watched the video, did you happen to see the one player that helped Coach Maitenwald and, I don't want to mess with your name. It's Mary. She's got a double. Yeah. Mary Carter Berger or Berber. Tomba. Peacemaker.
It's Tomba time.
It kind of upsets me.
I think he may just be he's the only other human being in the building that can kind of look Plosvic in the eye and be like, you know, calm down.
I want Tomba to be a fighter.
Well, it's a good thing we've got that goon from Serbia over there for another year. That's the other thing I feel good about now is we've got some athletically really gifted young kids, bigs. It may not be the bad thing to get toughened up and hanging out with Euros. I mean, you're not going to be soft around that dude.
No, I'm hoping Tomba and Adu are taking notes for sure.
Yeah. And from what I understand, that stuff is going on in practice. You know, they're beating and banging with Euros. So
865-546-8200, your number if you want to get on the show this afternoon, 546-8200. We'll take a quick break, come back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Drive.
Welcome back to Drive Continues Fan Run Radio, 105.7 FM, 1340 AM. Stream it live on the Fan Run app or at fanrunradio.com, 865-546-8200. If you want to get on the show this afternoon, let's go to the Fan Run Breaking News Desk. Bear, I don't know if you're following this developing story, but we have a military coup going on right now across the world. Are you aware of where the current coup is unfolding?
No, I'm not. I'm this first time ever you caught me flat-footed, Russell.
Are you familiar with the country of Burkina Faso?
Did not cover that in geography. A Catholic high school.
Well, that makes two of us. Mutinous soldiers declaring today on state television that a military junta is seizing power. Whenever there's a military junta seizing power, Bear, you know, I just picture a bunch of guys in like old 1980s Toyota Tacomas with bazookas sitting in the back. I mean, that's...
Oh, no, what are those pickup trucks, the extra cab Nissans?
They have detained President Roch Kabore, and they have announced that they have suspended the Constitution, closed borders, and dissolved Parliament. The democratically elected president has resigned, according to Reuters. And this comes after soldiers staged mutinies at several army barracks on Sunday, and heavy gunfire was reported around the president's residence in the capital of Ouagadougou.
Wow.
Yeah. How about that? Burkina Faso. You would have no idea where that is on a map. You don't even know what continent that's on.
I really don't even care about it. I'm in full on basketball mode now, brother. We're in it. We got Florida coming here in two nights, and we're going to Austin, Texas, with Rick Barnes making his return.
I'm just glad that there is no military junta taking over.
It's junta.
Okay.
You're really off your game Bear here today,
really,
man.
We can always count on Bear to really, like, go with the flow of the show. He's going to...
No, I mean, just stay in your lane, man.
And have some fun.
I mean, we can't have any more dipstickery around here than what I provide. I mean, you're supposed to be the captain of the ship. Keep us on course.
He's going to stick the stop sign in the middle of the road and get bogged down. Appreciate that. Thank you. Let's go to the phones and... talk about Rick Barnes and Bruce Pearl with Phil. I wonder where this phone call is going to go. I have no idea. Let's watch the mystery unfold. Good afternoon, Phil. You're on the Drive.
Mike, say, that be you?
Hi.
How are you, Bear and Jack Snake doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you, sir?
Well, all honesty, I love Jamie and, I love Buck Pearl, but Buck Pearl's never coming back. It's time to move on.
Wow. You see, Russ, breakthroughs can happen.
But it's just another, chicken arm of our administration. We should have kept it. We should have took a show call for 2 years, and then we've been all right. Because looking at now, what they're doing now, what they did back in is nothing compared to what's going on right now. What's NIL crap going on.
Yeah. But what do you think about our team right now? How close do you think we are?
I like Euros' aggressiveness, and he does bring toughness to the team. And the key of their season is going to be Euros, Kamwa, Hatfield, and Fulkerson. That's the key. Those guys have got to play, keep playing, getting improving. for us to get better, because the guard play, I think, is decent. And unless they can get Jay Howell start shooting some, get some more threes in, I'm perplexed they can't get him open. But it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, I really wish that he was getting the looks that Triple J gets, but that may be part of it, that nobody cares if
they back off, they back off of him because of his shooting percentage from the three-point line. But Triple J is the glue, defensively of the team, though.
There is a huge difference when he's on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, LSU made that run when Triple J was in foul trouble Saturday.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Florida, well, I'll be able to beat Florida, and Texas is a winnable game. I watched Texas. Texas is slow. They're big and slow, and Tennessee's quick, so it'll be an interesting matchup. Just probably depends on if we can this might be a game where Kenny Chandler can do something.
Russ?
I guess it's your show now, Bear.
Sorry, boys. I'm enjoying a cookie here at Stately Smith Manor.
Is it a warm cookie?
Unfortunately, no. But, you know, cookies are like pizza. Even when they're not very good, it's still pretty cool. I think Kennedy Chandler's best basketball is ahead of him, Philly. I think that he's got a lot to learn. And I think that, you know, what Rick Barnes said earlier in the year, remember he had that great game against Colorado. And then I think it was the next game out was Villanova, and they pushed him around. And Rick Barnes said, look, you know, he has to understand that this is not high school basketball. It's not AAU. Different teams are going to play him differently. And I think he's adjusting to the physicality, the speed, all the different defenses that teams are throwing at him. And I think that he will continue to improve. And, you know, we're not relying on him too much the way I think we did the freshman last year. And so that's allowing him to develop at his own pace. And I think he's got some big games coming up. And I think you're right. He might have one coming up Wednesday.
Yeah, he had, six assists and one turnover against LSU, and LSU's kind of an elite defensive team, so that's a good sign, because we're going to see a few more defensive teams, but
LSU, I mean, I wish we had him for 3 years. You know, if the rules, I'd love for him to come back, even just get another year out of him. Because once the game slows down completely and the light comes on like it did when he was in high school, he can do some crazy stuff with the ball.
Yeah, and then B.J. Edwards will be a big contributor over there next year. I don't care what anybody says. That guy can play. That's how they incorporate him in with the guard play. But one more thing, guys, that was a great weekend of NFL football. And I'm for the Chiefs all the way. The Chiefs are kind of like Tennessee football. They had their one championship way back in AFL, Lynn Dawson and Otis Taylor and Buck Buchanan and all them. And then they finally got their second one. And now that's what I'm hoping in my lifetime, Tennessee can get lucky again and football and do something.
Oh, they might. I mean, this might be three Super Bowls in a row. So, I mean, they might be on the verge of a little dynasty going on here. Phil, appreciate the phone call. We got to run.
Cheers.
Hour number three of The Drive coming up on Fan Run Radio.